Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is calling for big changes to the state's tax system. She used her condition of the state address to outline what she's calling her plan to build Iowa's future. But as IPR's Katarina Sestaric reports, lawmakers say they need more details before backing that sweeping proposal.
Reynolds' third condition of the state address featured tax changes she's calling the Invest in Iowa Act.
These investments will not only aid in our conservation efforts, they'll improve our quality of life, and it will help us retain and recruit a new generation of Iowans.
It would raise the state sales tax 1%, with 3/8 of the new revenue going to fund the Water Quality and Natural Resources Trust Fund voters approved 10 years ago. Most of the rest of the revenue would go towards supporting further income tax cuts on top of those passed in 2018, which haven't been fully implemented yet. Reynolds also wants the state to take on about 70% of the costs of the mental health system, allowing for some local property tax reductions.
No parent, family member, or friend should be told that treatment isn't available for their loved one. And by establishing a dedicated and stable fund for mental health, we'll give hope to so many who are suffering in silence. It's a promise we made, and it is a promise I intend to keep.
But she doesn't seem to have buy-in from lawmakers just yet. House Speaker Pat Grassley says House Republicans still need to discuss the governor's plan and see the details.
There is a lot of moving parts. I don't think that changed at all today. And I won't until I see the details comment on anything where I don't even know if the caucus has the will to do anything, let alone whatever the details will look like when we get them.
Democratic leaders say they share the governor's priorities of funding water quality projects and mental health, but they have questions and concerns about the path Reynolds wants to take. Here's Senate Democratic leader Janet Peterson.
Very concerned when you're raising sales tax and reducing income tax. We don't want that to hurt our retired Iowans and low-income Iowans, so wanting to take a close look at how that will pan out.
Really, the question is, are we cutting taxes or are we shifting burdens?
And that's House Democratic leader Todd Pritchard. He's concerned this may be an effort to move the state's water quality funding around instead of simply adding to existing programs. Senate President Charles Schneider says Republican senators also need to see the details of the governor's tax plan. But he's excited that Reynolds talked about cutting income taxes, addressing child care issues, and reforming the state's professional licensing system.
I like the fact that she's giving us a lot to do. We're here to do a job. There are a lot of challenges that we face. And just because it's an election year doesn't mean we're not going to get anything done.
On child care, Reynolds says she wants to first expand early childhood tax credits to families making up to $90,000 a year.
Second, we must begin to address the child care cliff so we're not punishing parents as they continue on a path to self-sufficiency. To do this, we should implement a tiered co-pay system that doesn't punish those who work hard enough to earn a raise.
The governor asked lawmakers to form a commission to oversee Iowa's professional licensing system. She wants them to establish a uniform standard for handling license applicants with criminal convictions, a recommendation that came out of her criminal justice reform committee. Finally, Reynolds declared her support for two constitutional amendments. One would state that the Iowa Constitution doesn't protect a right to abortion. Anti-abortion rights groups have been pushing for it in response to an Iowa Supreme Court ruling that strengthened abortion rights protections in the state. The other would automatically restore voting rights to Iowans with felony convictions who complete their sentence. It stalled in the Senate last year. And just like last year, Iowa-Nebraska NAACP President Betty Andrews was on hand to call for more action.
I'm so in favor of the constitutional amendment. I was just talking with a few of the representatives and talking about that could still be a six-year process. So we definitely favor an executive order.
Now that the governor has laid out her priorities for 2020, lawmakers will spend the next few months figuring out how to address them. I'm Katarina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.